All right. Hey, good morning. Welcome back. This is the I'm Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning. It's April 8th, 2025. Good morning, and I hope everyone is having a great day so far. It is morning, 8:17 here on the East Coast. I hope it's sun's coming up. It was supposed to be a freeze warning last night. I brought in all my plants, my babies. That's what I've evolved into, this old guy who loves his little flowers, right? I plant these flowers in their pots, and I like planting them in the pots because of situations like this. First of all, I hate going without flowers. As soon as flowers start to be a thing, I'm like, let's get some flowers. But I also don't want them to freeze, so I've been planting them in these cool little pots. And then last night there was a freeze warning, and I thought, well, let's bring in the baby. So I brought in all the flowers last night into the garage. And I got up this morning, and I took them all back out so they could get a little sunshine, and yeah, that's what recovery does for me, man. Big fan of my flowers, but yeah, feeling good. Did my walk, did my squats. I was over at my parents' house, brought home the scale yesterday, stood on the scale yesterday. I was at 204. Well, congratulations, Tom. This is the first time you've reached 200 pounds, and that's not in my mind, I feel like that's bad, but I think I might be just turning into an adult, right? A man. I mean, I'm probably, you know, I remember when I weighed 170. I don't think I could be 170. I remember when I was at 150. I don't think I could, that's not a good look. It's too skinny. I think 170, you know, my wife would be like, why are you all skinny? What are you up to? So 170 is probably out of the question, but 180, 185, I think, is a fair target. And so I really need, you know, let's be honest, I need to lose 20 pounds. And I'm doing everything I can. I got up this morning and walked. I walked yesterday. I did my squats. So I'm just taking it on, man. I'm just taking it on, doing the best I can. I'm just grateful to be alive and not be, you know, waking up drunk, right?
I like the way your sparkling earrings lay against your skin so brown. And I wanna sleep with you in the desert tonight with a billion stars all around. 'Cause I got a
peaceful, easy feeling. The Eagles. What a great freaking song. I'm always, that one part, he goes, what a woman can do to your soul. Whoa. He does that little whoa. And I'm like, why did he do that? Why did he do that? Every single part he sings, he keeps it so smooth and easy, peaceful. And that one little inflection there on his voice at the end of that line. And I'm always like, I wonder if he would do that different today. I don't know. But anyway. Great song, great idea, right? Peaceful, easy feeling. I did the podcast yesterday. It felt good to sit down and chat and, you know, just keep reminding myself that this podcast is fun and I enjoy it. And, you know, when I can actually successfully do one, I'm like, yeah, it was cool. And so I want to try to do it again. I'm feeling up for it. So, you know, I shared yesterday in the podcast that I have been trying to adjust my meetings, going to that noon meeting, and that last night or yesterday, due to the situations going on, I was not able to make the afternoon meeting. I was going to go back to the Monday night meeting, and I did, and it was fantastic. You know, I am the problem. I am my worst enemy. There is nothing on this planet that really is so bad, right? I am the problem. Every problem that I have with that meeting, the meeting has done nothing, right? The meeting just chugs along. It is what it is. And I, me, my brain, right, the devils, create these scenarios which they bring forth to me, and I say, uh-huh, and I agree and I disagree. And the thing I've been agreeing on is that I'm sick of these night meetings. And I have to keep reminding myself, I have to roll it back and keep reminding myself that this is the kind of shit that builds character. You know, this is, I think it's part of our DNA, part of our, to find success in life, right, is to be challenged. And I've lived a life looking for all the easiest and softer ways, and that did not go very well. And I've lived a life with extreme struggles, right? When I was in the work camp, definitely tested. I remember our first week there, before I had been assigned to the kitchen, thank God, we had to basically build a continuous wall. And I was like, what in the fuck are you talking about? And they're like, we go to the back and we fill up the wheelbarrow full of these big rocks. And I'm talking like 40 pound, 50 pound maybe rocks. Put them in a wheelbarrow. And then they wheel these rocks probably 50 yards. And we place them at the front of the freaking wall. excuse me. And so... So the rocks from the back of the wall, you wheelbarrow to the front of the wall, and then you go back and you grab more rocks from the back of the wall. And so this wall just continuously moves along throughout this freaking work release camp in Big Bear Mountains. And I did that for the first day, and I thought I was going to freaking have a heart attack. All the thoughts came to mind. Run. We can make it. Let's escape. And that's the funny thing about that place. It's in the mountains, but there's no fence. You are free to run and escape all you want. And a couple guys did. I think a guy tried to escape from there. And it's not even escaping. He just walked off. And they just, you know, you get a new charge because they all find you. They always find you. They're not going to not find you. There's only certain places to go and survive if you're going to run away from Camp West Fork in Big Bear, California. And they all end up at the same place. And you grab that charge. And, you know, but I was tested. And that was some of the hardest stuff I've ever had to do. And now, I think, looking back, I think it builds character, right? I didn't quit. I did what I had to do. And today, you know, the simplest things, all I have to do is benefit from all the wonderful things that's come to me from being sober, which is, you know, have a life, a family, have sobriety, a job, a car, right? A little bit of money in my pocket. I give all the credit to sobriety. I would have none of that if it wasn't for the choice of getting sober and finding serenity and working these steps. And due to that, I have one little task to do, which is to go to a meeting. And I can find 1,000 reasons not to go. And sometimes, you know, it's funny. I'll say, well, I'm going to go to different meetings because I need to keep it, you know, I need to keep recognizing this. I need to be willing to address, you know, when situations come up like this, right? And when I get stagnant or bored, that I have to have an alternate plan because I don't want to get to a point where I don't want to go to meetings at all. Well, tough shit. Sometimes I just have to fucking go to the same meetings and it just sucks. That's just how it is. You know, I have to stop being sometimes this guy that's like willing to, and it is important to mix it up for sure. But, you know, I need to cut the bullshit, right? I need to mix it up. I don't want to drink again. It's like, just fucking go to the meeting. It's 1 hour. I decide, right? We decide how happy I want to be, how willing I want to be, right? I was just talking to my brother. I don't know if I shared in the podcast, but I learned, or someone told me, or there was a suggestion made, right, that if I could do 10 squats and then set my watch for 45 minutes, and then every 45 minutes for the next 8 hours, I do 10 squats every 45 minutes, it has the same result, if not better, than just going for a walk. And I was like, well, that sounds good. And so I've been trying it. I tried it a couple days. I tried it yesterday. I definitely did it. I think it's really designed for people that sit at a desk all day. Set your watch every 45 minutes, stand up and do 10 squats. It's very helpful. But I'm saying, well, like, I'll try to incorporate it into my life today. I was doing squats last year, and it was really helpful, so I started doing it. And I was talking to my brother this morning, and I told him about it yesterday, and I asked him this morning. I said, have you done your squats? He goes, no, I haven't done it. I go, what's going on? Why not? Well, I'm just trying to get used to the fact that I just only eating twice a day, right? And he starts giving me, and whether it's my brother or anybody other, or whether it's my brother or any other human, or even myself, you know, I've heard myself do it, I've heard other people, and I've heard my brother. He starts giving me a bunch of excuses why he can't do it. And I'm like, well, you know, and I, of course, I don't want to upset him, right? Fear comes in. I don't want to upset the guy. I don't want him to get mad at me. This is the story of our lives, right? My parents, you know, would say, have you done this? And I'd say, yes, I've done it. And they'd say, okay, happens to me. I ask my son, have you done your homework? Yes. I say, okay, we don't want the confrontation, right? We don't want to see, we don't want to upset the people. And I didn't want to upset him, but I said, well, what the fuck is that? You know, that's an excuse. Well, you know, and I'm like, hey, man, it's the best time of your life. You know, you're 55 years old. You should be, you know, we got sober, right? We beat the drugs. Let's not let our health kill us. Right? How do I present that to him in a way that is, you know, not, doesn't upset him? And we were chatting. He's like, I'm going to try it. And I go, just do 10 with me right now. I'm on the phone. I'm in the street. Get out of the truck and do 10. He's like, all right. And so he did 10 and I did 10. And but you know, that voice, that devil, like I told him, that devil wants you dead. That devil doesn't want you doing squats. Right? And then if you decide you're going to even do them, then the devil's like, well, shit, if he's going to do them, we might as well make it about us, right? And so we maybe will videotape it or post it or this and that and trying to make it all about self. And, you know, the devil wants to even ruin a good thing. And it's crazy. And but, you know, one day at a time, I want to lose some weight. I want to lose 20 pounds. I would like to lose. My wife's like 15. I go, one would be fucking good, man. Right? Like I told my brother, if you can lose one, you can lose two. And if you've lost 2 pounds, something, there's a switch that's flipped somewhere. If you can lose 10 pounds, you can definitely lose 20. If you're losing 10 pounds, you're on the weight loss kick. You're losing weight. You've found it. You've gone into that, you know, that ketosis. The situation where you're just eating your own fat, yum, yum, yum. And that's fantastic. If you can get there, right? Yeah. Anyway, that's what's going on in my life, man. I want to take better care of myself. And the fucked up part is I take pretty good care of myself. It's them damn M&Ms, I think. But that's what's been going on. I went to the meeting last night, the one that I was trying to avoid, and it turned out to be fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. A guy shared last night. Great, great shares last night. And I was really, I had gone to the meeting with an open heart. I'd gone to the meeting with an open heart. I was like, I haven't been to this meeting. I do enjoy the meeting. It just is a lot there for me to turn negative, and I don't understand that. But I have. And so I was like, I haven't been to the meeting in a while. I'm looking forward to it. Got to the meeting. It's on the fifth step. My buddy who runs the meeting, he did his, you know, this typical thing he does. He grabbed somebody that walked in the room, said, you're my speaker tonight. I was like, yeah, okay, here we go. Same old shit, right? The guy he asked to speak just celebrated a year, but we were on the fifth step. He hasn't worked the fifth step. And so I'm like, here we go again. This is the problem, right? This is the problem I have at this meeting. If it was done correctly, right? So whatever. We read the step. Fifth step is fantastic. One of the, and I shared this in the meeting, One of the I think, I don't know if it's a mistake or I don't even know how, assume, I don't know, imply, I don't know what the right word would be, but one of the things that always seems to happen with these steps, and so we read a step five, which starts on, ironically, on page 55, which is funny. It says, right here, it says, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. And I shared last night, I mean, you know, when I came into this program, first of all, of this fucking shit is so bathed in fear. It's so fearful. It's all fear. At least it was for me. When I came in and started doing these steps, I remember the chat around the room was, you know, the fourth and fifth step, or, you know, you have to make the list, right? And then you have to tell somebody. And there was all this fear, and it's scary, and, you know, am I really going to tell my darkest secrets? Some of the dumbest shit as a child that I did with the neighbor and all my embarrassing moments. Am I going to really divulge all these things? And yes, we are. I didn't do it the first time. I didn't do it the first time correctly. I eventually did it, but it's so scary, right? And, you know, one of these, the feeling that I always get when we start going through these steps is like, oh, well, I'm going to do the fourth step, and then I'm going on to the fifth step, and then I'm moving on to the sixth step. And, you know, these steps are, they take place, you know, someone said, if you do a good fourth step, you'll never have to do a fourth step again. That's probably true, but I just don't know if you ever know. You know, I've done something, and I've thought I've done a very good job, and then realized I hadn't done as good of a job as I thought. So I guess for me, I'm always sort of, everything that sort of happens, you know, and I think I shared this yesterday, you know, someone said, you should, if you're going to do a four step, you should write down every encounter that you've ever had with a human being. And I don't know of how you affected them or how they affected you, but I'm like, that's a lot. That's a lot of freaking, first of all, trying to figure out who I've ever met. But and maybe that's right. Maybe that is the key to being successfully sober and serene. But I continue to do four steps in my life, you know, when a situation comes up and how I react and what was behind it, right? What was behind the greed? You know, I talked about that, the situation with the chick who trying to open that medical marijuana doctor's office, right? I made a decision that typically, you know, I wouldn't make, but, you know, there was greed, my pride, ego, right? The willingness to not be wrong, right? Ego, the ability to not be wrong, and humility is the ability to be wrong. And the ego dragged me in. The ego's like, let's do this, even though she's nuts, ignore. Even though I don't really have enough money to do it, ignore. Even though we can't seem to really get a doctor, ignore all that. We can do this. I was unavailable to be wrong. I was unable to be wrong. And then all of a sudden, life got out of hand, and she went on this freaking terror and doing whatever she wanted. And then the humility came rolling in, right? And I'm like, oh, my God, I can be wrong. I was wrong. I'm going to admit it. I'm going to step away. I don't want to get in any trouble. Right? You back up, back it away, and all of a sudden the humility comes in. But that's, you know, this four steps is sort of always kind of taking place in my life. Right, because I am the man. I do believe these are spirits, and you know, every situation that comes up in my life is usually there's a spirit involved. And in that situation, it was greed and pride and ego and all that. But you know, I'd done a four step many years ago. So what is that? I have to do another one, or just try to understand, right? Try to give these characters a little light, so that hopefully. When a situation like that, because these situations will come up again. And the next time I want to go, remember that last time? What's this about, right? Is this about greed? A lot of the things, especially in business and stuff like that, greed gets involved. And, you know, because I want money, and I want the maximum amount of money with the least amount of work. That's sort of how this self-centered guy is wired, right? And when we start doing the opposite, right, a lot of work for a little bit of money, or even work for no money, it's when we start trying to build the character, I think, at least for me. But the point of all this is we went into the fifth step yesterday and it was read, you know, and it's like this: admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. And it has this feeling to it, like we do it and then we're done with it, and then on to the sixth step. And I have to do this with every situation, right? Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs, with everything, all throughout the day. It has this, the way these steps are read and the way we go through them, it feels like you do the fifth step and then you don't ever revisit it. These things are constant in my life. You know, and even on a good day, you know, I mean, this is what I think has success in trying to have a relationship, have a marriage, right? Have a career, you know, to admit to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Maybe not everything, but in certain situations, you know, every moment. You know, there may be something where my wife and I miscommunicate, I misread something or ignored. And the situation happens and it doesn't work out. And my wife can be mad and I have to say, hey, man, I fucked up. You know, I didn't hear you. I assumed, or whatever it was. But I have to be willing, right? Because, you know, and I remember when I first came into this program and all the cool little things that were said. But the one I'll always remember is, we're as sick as our secrets. And I lived a life before I got sober, and even sobriety, you know, with a lot of secrets. Right? The fact that I opened that medical marijuana office has been always been a big secret. I didn't want to, because I was sober, right? I'm like, I can't be associated with this. I'm sober. And, you know, we weren't smoking any weed, but, you know, it was still, you know, it's still a lot of greed in there. And I, you know, I mean, it's not a big secret, but I definitely have never talked about it on this podcast. But that was, you know, that was a decision I made sober, and, you know, it bit me in the ass. And I had to be, you know, I can't just be like, man, that's embarrassing. That was stupid. It is a reminder that I am not a businessman. I am, you know, I just, my greed radar goes off. And when I feel like it's easy money, for some reason, I notice. And, you know, when I look back at the whole thing, you know, ideally, I think, you know, if it had all worked out, the person, you know, there's a lot of people that invest into small businesses that just invest the capital. They don't invest their opinion or anything else. It's just the capital with an agreement and maybe some interest or something in the end. But, you know, we never had that conversation. So when it didn't go like that, when it just sort of became a business without me having a say, I felt like it was going badly. And unfortunately, it was going badly. But, you know, a lot of businesses are like that. I just don't know anything about business. You know, I can also fool myself because I owned a salon that I'm a businessman, and I'm not. I owned a salon. I didn't steal from myself, and I was able to stay open for 14 years, but I really had no idea what I was doing. I just, you know, it's also funny if you can, you know, and we start working that third step, right? Like I was saying, you know, these first three steps. But when we start making better choices, right? I can imagine myself back in, you know, 1989, back in 1990, trying to be a hairdresser and open my own salon and spending all the money and, you know, stealing from myself. Because I would have, you know, I would have done that back then. I would have absolutely stolen my own money and spent it. And I'd have been on drugs. You know, I worked at that fast key place. I was stealing from the place. I mean, I wasn't stealing the money, but I was definitely making shit and giving it away. I didn't care. Self-centered, man. And, that's what got me fired. You're giving away all the products. And so I would have definitely stolen from myself. I would have been a nightmare. The only thing that allowed me to have any success as a business owner was recovery, sobriety, rigorous honesty, and having conversations with my sponsor. I share when I made my first $5,000, he's like, have you paid any bills? I go, no. And he goes, you ain't got shit. I was like, oh, okay. I'll call you back. I'll call you back in a month. I don't know. The fifth step is I've shared before the first time I did the fifth step, you know, and like I said earlier on, it's so much fear, at least for me, right? It's just the chatter in the room, finally doing it, making that list, really doing the work, finally getting to the point where we have to share. Like RFK Jr. says, there should be some human on this planet that does know everything about us. Somebody, at least one person, that knows every freaking secret that we have. And, you know, and so when it was come time, I was like, I don't think this is that important, right? I'm like, what do I know? I can't. Why would that really matter? And I didn't share all of my darkest, dirtiest secrets. And I drank again, but I don't know, you know, and I can't say, oh, because of that I drank, but yeah, I probably, right? Because the willingness, am I willing to be half-measured availed is nothing, right? Am I going to do this the whole way, or am I only going to do it halfway? And, you know, unfortunately, it was only halfway, like everything, because it was or else, or if I don't, the fear, the worry. It was all this big bath of fear. You got to do this. And I just remember I was just like, oh, my God. And then finally, you know, doing it and being like, okay, it wasn't so bad. I beat it. No, I cheated it. So coming back into the program and doing a fourth and fifth step. And the second time, you know, with my buddy Matt doing a fourth step, we did some of it, right? We did some. And he's like, you know what? You seem willing. He goes, it's your journey. It's your journey, man. You know, do whatever you're going to do. Start to understand why you do the things that you do. And then we did a fifth step. And I was still so embarrassed about the content of my fifth step, which wasn't really that big of a deal, you know. But still so embarrassed. I actually went and found my original sponsor, Mike R., that I wouldn't share these things with the first time because I was embarrassed. The second time, I'm like, I got to do it. And I did it. And somebody said that they remembered a spiritual awakening. I don't know, but I definitely recognize that lying and not being honest, I'm not going to get very far in this in recovery or on that, you know, on the path to serenity. And but this has got to be, you know, this is my way of life. From this point on, right? If I'm going to do this, from this point on, this is my new way of life. I have to be rigorously honest. And, you know, and I have to, if I have an issue or a problem or a secret, you know, I got to tell somebody. And if it's that bad, I need to check myself, right? We don't, you know, like I said last night, you know, after this step, we go into the sixth and seventh. We start checking these character defects, right? And the shortcomings. And I believe character defects are public and the shortcomings are private. And the private stuff is tough. You know, that is, you know, we're seven and five, where we're starting to have to share, you know, our deepest, darkest secrets. And then we also have to share them on a daily basis. You know, it can be tough. It definitely makes us understand how truly sober and serene and rigorously honest about this we are. All right, good stuff. Let me see if I can read the daily reflections. I got to go to work. Okay, let's see. Daily reflections. Yeah, last night was really good, man. There was another guy, I think his name was Mark. He had a great share. And, you know, one of the things that the guy that shared, he, you know, he called himself an asshole. I'm an asshole. And this other kid, he was like, yeah, you know, I used to call myself awkward. And then this kid shared about, you know, when I shared, I was like, you know, first of all, don't call yourself an asshole. You know, we're better. We're getting better, and we are where we start, right? This is where we start with us, and we can't stop self-deprecating ourselves. And I was like, tell your sponsor you called yourself an asshole and stop doing that, right? We have to start being better, and we're the first people that's going to sell it, unless you're still an asshole, right? And this other kid was like, you know, I used to call myself awkward. And my sponsor's like, don't call yourself awkward. It's a place. It allows you to escape into this place and not be responsible for ourselves. Right? It's like when you say, oh, this head, oh, you know, my mind. No, there's spiritual imbalances. Call them what they are so that at least we can recognize and we can fix them or try to not do it the same way the next time. It was a freaking good meeting. I'm so freaking glad I went to that meeting. And, you know, and this is a meeting that I'm trying to avoid. Right? So freaking smart sometimes. All right. April 8th, Daily Reflections, April 8th. An inside look. We want to find exactly how, when, and where our natural desires have warped us. We wish to look squarely at the unhappiness that has caused others and ourselves. By discovering what our emotional deformities are, we can move towards their correction. By discovering what our emotional deformities are, we can move towards their correction. Right, like calling ourselves an asshole or, you know. Yeah, we need to stop doing that. 12 steps, 12 traditions. Today, I am no longer a slave to alcohol, yet in so many ways, enslavement still threatens myself, my desires, even my dreams. Yet without dreams, I cannot exist. Without dreams, there is nothing to keep me moving forward. I must look inside myself to free myself. I must call upon God's power to face the person I've feared the most, the true me, the person God created me to be. Unless I can, or until I do, I will always be running and never be truly free. I ask God daily to show me such freedom. Yeah. 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 Good stuff. All right. I went long. Hope everyone's having a great day. Thanks for letting me share, and I'll catch you later. What the fuck? Bye.
I get a peaceful